At the end of Yaakov's meeting with Esav in this week's Parsha, Yaakov, as we know, sends Esav a big present, and and Esav refused to take it. Yeshli Rav, Achi Yehilacha Asher Lach, Vayim Yaakov, Nam Namatzatzichem Beinach, Velakachtam Minchasim Yadi, Kalkein Reisi Fanech, Gros Ben Elohim Vartutzeini. Please, he says, take my mincha, because I saw you like seeing Elohim, or Elohim. Take the bracha which was brought to you. Ki chanani Elokim ki yeshli kol Hashem, grace me with everything. Vayitzorbo vayikach, and in the end Esav took it. It's a funny lashon. Why does Yaakov say kachna es birchasi? Rashi says here, what does birchasi mean? It means minchasi, like in the previous pasuk. And he says because a bracha means like can mean like a greeting, right? Like when people meet each other, they greet one another. And sometimes you bring a present just for greeting. In the old days, there was some people who held that LP manners, like when you meet people, in some cases you should bring them a gift. You bring a gift just for politeness, and therefore it's called a bracha. Rashi doesn't explain, so why all of a sudden it's called a bracha here, if in the previous pasuk it's called a mincha, and until now it's been called a mincha, why all of a sudden this pasuk is a davka called a bracha? Even if a gift can be called a bracha, because it's a greeting-type gift. So if the Netziv says here that Yaakov was trying to tell Esav, well, I could give you this sort of al tzvei dinim, two reasons why I could give you a present. Mincha generally means a tribute, something a lesser person gives to his lord. So Yaakov said to Esav, I'll give you a mincha because you're my lord. I keep calling you Adoni and calling myself Avdecha. And even if you say, no, we're equals, we're brothers, so fine. So if I'm not giving it as a mincha, I'll give it as a bracha. Just two equals, give each other a nice present. So that's why there was a shinoi, that explains the shinoi lashon. But perhaps one could explain differently based on the Ramban here. The Ramban says, why is a gift called a bracha? So Rashi says, implies at least, that a gift we call a bracha, because when you meet someone, you bless them, and you also give them a gift. So you give them a gift when you bless them, when you meet them, so a gift is called a bracha. The Ramban says, no, a gift is called a bracha because you're giving that which Hashem has blessed you with. Meaning, berkasi doesn't mean like, here is my bracha to you, Yaakov says, here's this gift. Kachnas berchasi, take my bracha, means take the thing Hashem blessed me with and accept them as a gift. And based on Ramban, maybe we can understand in the context here, ki chanani elokim. Yaakov saying here, why should you take this? Ki chanani elokim, because it's something Hashem gave me, and therefore it's called a bracha. Take what Hashem blessed me with. And perhaps this is the yesod of what's going on here. Rashi points out there's a difference in Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov says, yeshli kol sipuki. I have what I need, so take this. You know, I don't need it. The Esav, Dibur Bloshen Gavi, Yeshli Rav, Yosef, Yosef, Mikdei Tzarki. Rashi says, Esav bragged about how much money he had. He had tons more than needed. Yeshli Rav, I have unlimited funds. I'm the richest guy around. Yaakov says, I have what I need, Baruch Hashem. What's ultimately the difference? Yaakov says, Berchasi. You know, why does someone need to be the richest guy around? Why do you need more and more? So perhaps the answer is Esav, who held that, what did he say? You keep what's yours. Esav, he assumed his property came from his hard work. It really belonged to him. He deserved what he had. He earned it for himself. If you earn it for yourself, you're always nervous. You need more and more, right? He says, hey, Yaakov, don't give away your property to me. You need to amass as much property as possible to take care of yourself. And that's, I think, a very common attitude in the world, right? You always need more and more money. You never know when you'll need it. You never know when it'll come in handy. You never know what tomorrow will bring, right? You have to try and amass as much riches as possible. And Yaakov says, no, ki chanani elokim v'chi yeshli kol. What? I have what I need. What? Are you going to tell me, but I don't have an extra $1 million in the bank just in case? Ki chanani elokim, Hashem takes care of me. Hashem takes care of me. He gives me what I need. So far, he's given me what he needed, what I need. He'll give me what I need in the future also. I'm not going to give away money that I need to spend on my everyday expenses. Obviously, Hashem gave me money so I could pay my rent, so I could pay my grocery bill. But I don't have to worry about how much riches I have in the bank because, chanani elokim, kachnas berchasi, take this. You're not taking from me. I'm not losing anything. I'm not going to suffer. Because it's a bracha from Hashem. Hashem takes care of me. I don't take care of myself. Therefore, I'm not worried about how much money I have in the bank. And that's ultimately perhaps the difference between Yaakov and Esav. And maybe that's why I use the Lashon Bracha. A third, bolder interpretation is given here by the the Midrash Seichel Tov. The Midrash Seichel Tov here says, no, what is Birkasi? he says, come on, let's look at the context here. You know, it's not just the context of these two psukim. Bracha has been a big theme in the last few parshios. After all, Yaakov took Esav's bracha 2 parshios ago in Parshas Toldos, and now Yaakov's saying, here's the bracha. Obviously, it's not a coincidence. He says, "Kineged bracha shalakach me Esav." Yaakov's telling, he's specifically using the word bracha. He says, "I want you to take a gift. You should know." Last thing he said, the final statement of Yaakov on the matter. I'm giving you a gift. You can have your bracha back. The Tal Shamayim, the Shmanei Arez, you can have your bracha back. Rav Shimon Sofer, the grandson of the Chassam Sofer, he has a parish on Chumash, the grandson of the Chassam Sofer, and I think the ancestor of the Erloy dynasty, the Erloy Rebbe in Katamon, he says here, very explicitly, he says, Yaakov's telling Esav, Kach nas berchasi, I took the bracha from you, you can have the bracha back. Don't I need the bracha? What do you mean? It was very important. I had to steal the bracha for you because it was so important to get this bracha. It would make all the difference in the world. He says, no. Ki chanan yelokim chiyesh likol. You know what? I don't need anyone's bracha but Hashem's. I don't need a skula. I don't need a bracha of a rebbe. I don't even need a bracha of my father Yitzchak. I don't need underhanded tactics in order to get ahead of someone. Hashem takes care of me. I don't need anything but my relationship with Hashem. I know if I do the right thing, if I stick with Hashem, then Hashem will take care of me. Kach nes berchasi, you can have it back. And he really here symbolically gives the bracha back to Esav. This is a tremendous chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush. Many other mefarshim assume, How can Yaakov have stolen bracha? They say, no, in the end, Yitzchak was molded, and Esav was molded, and everyone gave him the bracha, everyone gave him the bracha to keep. But Rav Shimon Sofer says, no, adrabba. Ultimately, what happens in this parsha, Yaakov becomes Yisrael. Why was he called Yaakov? Vayakveni Zepamayim? Because, he had to make sure to get the bracha, make sure to get the position, even if it meant perhaps tactics which involved some degree of compromise, even if it meant dechuya of the Chosoma Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu being MS. And ultimately, in this week's parsha, he says, no, now I'm Yisrael, I'm not Yaakov anymore. Now, he's a Risa V'lokimim on Hashem V'tuchal, I don't need this bracha anymore, what do I need instead? How do I take care of myself? Instead, all I need is my bitachon Hashem, and I don't need anything else. With my bitachon Hashem, I can overcome any obstacle. I can accomplish anything I want. And ultimately, that's the resolution of the story of Yaakov and the bracha.